This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Tony Bukert.
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome to another Armor of God telecast. You know, some time ago, I don't remember exactly how long ago it was because of the fog of time and living life. I tend to forget a lot of details about things. But some time ago, I was sitting in my living room watching a TV program, watching this discussion, this dialogue between two individuals talking about the topics of UFOs. They are discussing the probability of life on other planets, and in addition to that, the likelihood that we have been visited by aliens, and that the likelihood of many people witnessing things in the sky that they just can't explain. And the question of faith came up in this dialogue, and the question was asked, if we are to find out that alien life exists on other planets, would it wreck our faith? Would it wreck our faith? Well, friends, perhaps maybe you've seen something in the sky that you can't quite explain. Maybe you've seen something unidentified. Maybe you've seen a UFO. That's exactly what UFO means, unidentified flying object. Well, friends, if you answered yes to the question, you know, you're not alone. You're not alone in that. As a matter of fact, some supporters of the belief of alien life and UFOs, do you realize that they oftentimes turn to the Bible to validate their belief on life on other planets and to validate their belief that UFOs have visited mankind in the past and the present? Well, let's turn to a scripture right off the bat here, and let's turn to the example oftentimes most cited to support the biblical, supposed biblical evidence for UFOs. Okay? Some of you might have heard this argument. Some of you may have been presented with this concept before from TV or maybe some friends. But let's take a look at the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel is oftentimes turned to support UFOs. And strangely enough, believe it or not, they use the book of Ezekiel to support the fact that God was probably an ancient astronaut that was involved with building the pyramids and influencing religion of all kinds of things. Well, believe it or not, the Bible does support the fact, friends, that we are being visited by something, but you might be surprised to learn exactly who and what we're being visited by and exactly what is in the skies at night. But before I get to that, let's turn to the book of Ezekiel and look to the most often cited evidence for UFOs. Now, we come to the book of Ezekiel, and if you would please, if you have your Bibles handy nearby, and again, as I always say, jot it down and look at this later, because you don't ever want to believe what I'm saying or any other presenter of any program says. You always want to go to the scriptures and prove to yourself exactly what the scriptures are saying. However, I'm going to pause here before I get into the scriptures, and I'm going to make available to you or bring your attention to some items of literature that we have to make available to you at your request. The first thing that we'd like to make available to you is a booklet. It's titled, UFOs Exist, But What Are They? That's a valid question. There are things in the sky that people can't identify, they can't explain. But believe it or not, the Bible does give us some answers and give us some direction on what's behind it and what we are really seeing out there in the world and in the skies. What's out there? What's drawing our attention away from a creator and bringing our attention to evolution, ancient astronauts, and these kind of topics, you know, distracting us from what God says is the truth. Second to that, and we'll get into this here in just a little bit, a CD titled Principalities and Powers. You know, as I alluded to here just a little bit ago, there is a reason, and there are valid sightings of things that people can't explain. I mean, what do? We just ignore what people are seeing? Or do we confront it? No, we're going to confront it. There are principalities and there are powers behind and reasons behind the things that people are seeing. But it may not be what you think it is. But let's get back to the book of Ezekiel here real quick. And let's see what Ezekiel says, or what the Bible says, about UFOs and being visited by alien life. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1. And we're going to segment this here just a little bit, break it up into sections because it's a long chapter. And quite frankly, we don't have time to go through the whole thing. But you can read it at home as you at your leisure when you have some time alone or you want to study this on your own. In chapter 1 of the book of Ezekiel, in verse 1, we read, "Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, I was among the captives at the river Kibar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, which was in the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kabar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. Then I looked," and this is where things get a little bit strange, so to speak. And this is where people oftentimes point to support the fact that God was some sort of an ancient astronaut, okay? "I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself, and brightness was all around it, and radiating out of its midst like the color of amber out of the midst of fire. Also from within it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man." Boy, oh boy, you read the account of what Ezekiel saw here, and we're transformed back in time when Ezekiel is doing his best to describe something that he saw, what he witnessed, try to describe it to those of us who would be reading this millennia down the road, and you get the impression that there's this item coming out of the heavens. And you get images of fire. And you know what it reminds me of? It almost looks like the contrail of a rocket or a space shuttle or a UFO. I mean, let's call it for what it is. I mean, the very definition of UFO is unidentified flying object. But as we go through this, you'll see that this can't be classified as a UFO because God, in fact, does identify what Ezekiel is seeing here, and he wants to present it to us for our learning and our understanding. Over here in the same book of Ezekiel, let's go on and look at some of these descriptions. I mean, you look at what Ezekiel has already talked about, right? We've seen what he's already presented to us, and you get the image of this, almost like this craft of some sort with these creatures looking out of it. It sounds a whole lot like a UFO to me, but remember, we can't just take a few sets of scripture and make interpretations, make suppositions, and create a theological doctrine out of it. Remember, we have to let the Bible interpret itself. The Bible will always do that. And remember, prophecy is never of any private interpretation, but the Bible will tell us what it wants us to understand. So let's skip on over here to verse 13. And we're going to read on down here through verse 20, just a few sets. It's going to go on to give us a description of some of these creatures. "As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches going back and forth among the living creatures. The fire was bright, and out of the fire went lightning." That's a pretty amazing scene. That would be something to be confronted with. That would be amazing. "And the living creatures ran back and forth in appearance like a flash of lightning. Now as I looked at the living creatures, behold, a wheel was on the earth beside each living creature with its four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their workings was like the color of beryl, and all four had the same likeness. The appearance of their workings was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel." You almost get this impression of this fiery, animated, almost like a living gyroscope type object. Is it a UFO? Well, again, let's let the Bible interpret itself. Skip on down with me, if you would please, to verse 25, because God is going to explain to us exactly what Ezekiel saw. A voice came from above the firmament that was over their heads. Whenever they stood, they let down their wings. And above the firmament, over their heads, was the likeness of a throne, an appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it. Also from the appearance of his waist and upward, I saw, as it were, the color of amber, with the appearance of fire all around within it, and from the appearance of his waist and downward I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around, like the appearance of rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day. So was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. So when I saw it, I fell down on my face, and I heard a voice of one speaking. Well, the Bible just gave us the answer to our question. Is this a UFO? Well, first of all, we have to understand that this was not an object. These were living creatures that were actually transporting the throne of Jesus Christ. They were transporting his throne. And this is not an unidentified space alien. This is one who has revealed himself in the New Testament as Jesus the Christ appearing to Ezekiel. However, some people will take a lot of license and take a lot of room and literary permission, if you will, to look at this and to actually present this to us as if the Bible supports as God is coming as an ancient astronaut. Well, friends, we want to look at the topic. We want to take a look at exactly what the Bible says about UFOs, if anything. What does it say about alien life, if anything at all? Well, if you answered yes to the question that I asked at the beginning of the program today, have you ever seen something in the sky that you can't quite identify? If you have, you're not alone. Now look at this. There are some very, very popular, some very well-known names here that have laid claim to UFOs or seeing UFOs down throughout history. In more modern times, in the last couple centuries, we have some celebrities. You know, it is said, and it is alleged, that when Elvis Presley was born, that there were unidentified flying objects in the sky at his birth. And also, at his funeral, there were, allegedly were bright, luminous spheres that were traveling at strange directions, defying the laws of physics, stopping suddenly after moving thousands of miles per hour, making right-hand turns, right-handed angles. You know, if that were a man-made spacecraft, or any kind of craft whatsoever, with human beings inside of it, do you realize that traveling at thousands of miles per hour, stopping and turning at a right angle would absolutely not only destroy the aircraft, but also destroy its occupants? Defies the laws of physics. So it can't be physical. So we're already starting to see that there are some things behind UFOs, but it may not be, and I'm here to tell you, it's not as it has been presented on TV. How many times have you turned on the TV and just noticed just how many channels are dedicated today to the paranormal? You know, I can't go through the list of my satellite channels without seeing something about ghost hunters. You know, the search for life after death. And the big one, and the biggest trend that I've noticed here lately, is the search for alien life. They have complete and utter dedicated television programs to attempt to prove to you that space aliens are real, they visit Earth, sometimes even abducting their occupants. And then now you have witnesses, popular witnesses, that people lend credibility to, claiming to have seen UFOs. Like I said, you're not alone. Mick Jagger, back in 1968, some of you may remember him from the famous band The Rolling Stones. He was camping. He and his crew witnessed a cigar-shaped spacecraft while camping. Okay, Muhammad Ali, the famous championship boxer. Some of you may remember him. You know, he was the best at what he did back in his day. Muhammad Ali said that he would rise up every day of his life from a young child until his adulthood and look in the heavens, and he would see things every day that he could not identify. Really invested, if you will, into the belief of aliens and life on other planets. Now, those are entertainers. Those are sports figures. However, there are some credible witnesses that we can turn to that have seen things in the sky that they don't understand what they are. They've been lied to about what they are. You know, we have police officers. There's a famous case here in Ohio where a police officer chased an unidentified flying object for 45 minutes from here to Pennsylvania. To this day, it goes unsolved. You have ex-presidents, ex-governors. The one that comes to mind immediately to me is that of Ronald Reagan. When he was a governor of California, he was traveling in a private plane. There's a legend he was followed by a sphere-shaped, brightly luminous object that even appeared on radar, but nobody to this day knows what it was. Now, this goes back into history farther than recent times. You know, let's take a look at a very prominent historical figure. Do you realize that even Alexander the Great laid claim to UFOs? Yeah, he even states in some of his writings that it even helped him, this UFO, that actually there were two of them that appeared as these shields in the sky and sent down lasers and destroyed walls for him and his army to help him conquer other armies. His horses, his elephants, or men were allegedly scared by these type of things. But what are they? What are they? We can't deny the phenomenon. You know, if you take a look at the statistics, you know, back in the 1960s, early 50s, on through the 70s, some of you might remember Project Blue Book. The government was involved, and they actually investigated the phenomena of these aerial lights in the sky and investigating exactly what they are. Almost 13,000 cases were investigated. You know, strangely enough and ironically enough, 95% of the objects that were seen were identifiable. Some of them were clandestine U.S., United States aircraft programs. U-2 spy plane, the SR-71 Blackbird, and of course, bring up the modern days, you can even look at the stealth fighters and bombers. So they do have natural explanations. However, with that being said, there is 5% of these eyewitness accounts that to this day go unexplained. But what are they? What are they? You know, I don't think that we can look at this from a physical perspective and find the answers. What we need to do is we need to look at the Bible, and we need to come to understand that there are spiritual reasons, spiritual answers for the things that people are seeing in the sky. Let's turn over to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians and chapter 2, if you have your Bibles with you. 2 Thessalonians and chapter 2, because there's something that we want to take a look at here. And for time's sake, I'm not going to go over the whole thing, but I did want to bring your attention to a couple different items here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we'll go from verses 6, and let's just go through verse 11 here, because it does set the example for us here, what the Bible says about it. And now you know what is being restrained, that he may be revealed in his own time, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs and lying wonders. What exactly are these things that people are seeing in the sky that defy the laws of physics? Well, friends, if they defy the laws of physics, they can't be physical. So the answer has to lie in the spiritual. And Satan is a great deceiver. The fact of the matter is, friends, we have been visited by other beings, but they're not space aliens. We have accounts back in the book of Genesis and other books in the Bible that give us examples that men have been, and even to this day, being unaware about it, have been visited by angels. Now, we have to take a look at what an angel is. What is an angel? Well, an angel is a spirit being. And in Job chapter 38, in verse 7, I believe it is, somewhere thereabouts, the Bible gives us indication that the first thing that God created wasn't the physical world, it was the spiritual world. He created the angels. Now, the good angels that God created are ministers. They're messengers. And they're here to support mankind, to give us messages. However, there is a third of these beings. They did rebel. They did fall from heaven. They're called demons. However, they're still spirit beings, and they still have some of these abilities that human beings don't have. You know, angels can appear at will. They can travel at the speed of thought. They can manipulate light and make us see things and make us think we're seeing something that we're not, and they can even bring a message to us. Well, a good angel is going to bring us a message of Jesus Christ and His plan of salvation. However, what these beings that people are seeing and allegedly speaking to from time to time are bringing a message that is a different gospel that is being taught from our Bibles. And it's used to discredit Jesus Christ, and it's used to bring us a delusion about God. It's to wreck our faith in God as our Creator. You know, oftentimes people who are confronted with these beings that present themselves as aliens from a different planet, you know, they bring the message of evolution with them. And what is evolution? Evolution has been man's theory, to somehow explain life on this planet without God. That's what evolution is. I actually like the way the people of the British language and the British accent say it. They call it evolution. Well, the message oftentimes that these quote-unquote alien beings are bringing is that they evolved on another planet. And they came down to this earth, and they have manipulated genetically through ape and through their genetic makeup mankind, and have even influenced our religions, specifically Christianity. They claim to have influenced and even helped in the building of the pyramids and all these different kind of things. But really, what is it? What is this for? In verse 10 here, we continue. And with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish, because they did not have the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And what are our kids taught in school? They're taught evolution. They're taught life on other planets. Our government embraces it. I mean, let's take a look at some of the programs that we've had here over the years through NASA and the space program. Back in 1973, they launched the Mariner 10 probe. It was all dedicated on looking for life on other planets. August 3rd, 2004, MESSENGER was launched to collect data and to probe for closer planets, you know, closer to the Earth. You know, the closest planet to us, or the closest star system, Alpha Centauri, 4.4 light years away. That means it would take someone traveling at the galactic speed limit of just under 187,000 miles per hour, the speed of light, it'll take them 4.4 years to get here. Probability of that happening is impossible. But anyways, we look at what is inundating our society nowadays on our TV, on the airwaves, and in our schools, in our classrooms, what people believe in. And in fact, the belief in UFOs and in aliens has even affected and had an impact on religion. Some of you may remember the cult Heaven's Gate. Back in 1997, I believe it was, or somewhere thereabouts, when the Hale-Bopp comet came around. Well, they believed, due to some private interpretations or some personal interpretations of the book of Ezekiel, believed that they were actually supposed to kill themselves, commit suicide. There were 9 members that did this, and they were going to hitch a ride. They were going to hitch a ride into outer space and up into heaven in a UFO that was hiding in the tail of this comet. It has influenced people. People are seeing some things here. For a closing scripture, let's go over to the book of Ephesians for a closing scripture here. It's one that you hear us always close out our programs with, because the answer is in the spiritual world. We're being deceived, we're being told a lie, and it's all to discredit the testimony of Jesus Christ and the gospel message and the plan of God's salvation. Verse 11 here, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. Well, friends, there is a grand deceiver out there. He did fall from heaven. He brought a third of the angels with him. They're called demons. They bring a message that isn't true. They bring a message of delusion and deception. So, friends, I'm going to turn this over to my colleague, and please take advantage of the literature that they're going to offer you. And until next time, you continue to put on that armor, and I'll continue to put on mine.
Aliens, beings from another planet, visitors from another galaxy. Wow, did Tony have quite a program today? And I know he captivated a lot of your attention. The reason I say that is because I know there's a lot of interest in this kind of topic by virtue of the many documentaries there are on Discovery and the History Channel. I mean, you see about three or four of them per week of some story purporting the idea that mankind has been seeded here by some kind of superior intelligence from another location in the universe. But you know it as well as I do, my friends. There is absolutely no scientific proof that there is life on other planets anywhere else in the universe except right here on planet Earth. And your Bible seems to corroborate that. Now, I know Tony showed us in the book of Ezekiel that there is a sighting there of what appears to be by some who have interpreted as a UFO. But the fact of it is that vehicle there described in Ezekiel is a spiritual vehicle, ridden and driven by none other than Jesus Christ himself and empowered by some very supernatural creatures from the spirit dimension. And therein lies the missing dimension that so many people just overlook. You see, mankind is surrounded by a demonic world, demons, fallen angels in another dimension that do in fact play games with people. And if you want to call them out and you want to be visited, if you want to be abducted, if you want to go to some kind of a seance meeting or have a Ouija board party and want to hear voices and see outlines and silhouettes of beings, guess what, my friends? You will be obliged by a visitation because there is a certain degree of interaction that these beings from this other dimension, this spirit world, do in fact take advantage of. My friends, won't you let us help you to better understand this? Dial now 888-578-8791. Ask for the two free offers that we have. UFOs exist, but what are they? And Principalities and Powers, a one-hour presentation by Tony himself. My friends, this is Bill Watson, reminding you always, you keep on that armor of God so that you may maintain your distance from these evil spirits.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by the Church of God International and supported by our viewers.